It's St. Patrick's Day today. No doubt plenty of you are planning to head out today wearing a dash of green here or there. Well, there's another way to go green today, at least for the kids. It's National Ride to School Day, where students across Australia will embrace a healthier start to the day by riding to school. Over 100,000 school children will mark this annual event at their school with healthy breakfasts, all-day cycling festivals, school parades and bike excursions. Sounds fantastic. This idea began in Victoria. It's now gone national. And Harry Barber, Bicycle Victoria's CEO, joins us. Harry, welcome back to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Harry, this is all about getting kids to be more active, and the trip to school is a good way to do that, I suppose, not just riding a bike, also walking on your scooter, your skateboard, whatever. It's just getting kids up and moving. Is that the idea?
Look, it's a great thing. The kids love it. They love getting themselves to school. But there's a quarter of our kids are overweight, and a third of them aren't. They're supposed to be hitting an hour of exercise a day. Now, it's pretty hard to fit an hour into a busy life, but walking and riding to school, you can knock off a whole lot of that hour during the weekdays, and it's a great help for parents.
How many kids do you think will take part today?
Well, we want to beat last year. We got 100,000 kids riding last year, and the schools that send in their results, because the kids put their hands up and we collect the results on the internet, and of the participating schools, they had 60% of their the school complement got there by walking and riding. So we'd like to beat both of those numbers this year. It sort of shows that really we got out of a really good habit. Kids used to get themselves to school and we've slid into dropping them off, and now it's down to about 20%. But it's pretty easy to get back up to half the kids walking and riding.
Well, we'll come to that in a moment, because there's a number of reasons why kids used to get themselves to school and they don't anymore. The same reason kids used to wander around the neighbourhoods and they don't anymore. But just in terms of the physical activity of this, one day a year is not going to do much. A lot of schools, I think, are already trying to put aside one day a week where children are encouraged to walk or ride or get to school in some active way, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like any of these habit-changing things. Excuse me. We'd like to see the once a year turned into, once a term, and then once a term into once a month, and on it goes. And some schools, there have been some fantastic stories, schools that were totally motor car based in terms of transport, turning themselves around and getting 97% of kids walking and riding. That just leaves out the couple of kids who have tuba lessons, and you can do a fantastic job with this.
Who needs the convincing, Harry? Is it the children, the students, or the parents?
Well, there's, 10,000 schools and 10,000 different circumstances, and in each of those schools there's, 300 parents, and they've all got different circumstances. So very hard to, give one answer for every parent and every school in Australia. But most people, most of the time, they live nearby, there's a quiet way to school, the school can find somewhere to leave the bike or the blade scooter, and that's really what this program's doing. We're exploring what we can do with what we've got. And I think what we're trying to show government is that people want to do this, and then we'll need government to come in and help us for the people, where there's a difficult road to cross or there's nowhere to leave your bike at the school. That's where we'll need government's help.
Yeah, because there's real policy issues here. You can't really blame parents on a couple of fronts for not wanting just to wave goodbye to their eight-year-old and say, off you go, ride to school now. For a start, there's the traffic, which is a lot different than it was 20 years ago, particularly in some of the big major capitals. Trying to ride a bike in Sydney is fraught with danger. You wouldn't really send your eight-year-old off there. And then there's the issue of stranger danger, and people are much more acutely tuned to that, and perhaps it's a more apparent danger these days.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? As a parent, one of the challenging things is you can actually, speaking for myself, you can see fear everywhere in things that kids do, and you want them to get through and you want them to grow up happy and confident and competent, and so you think, well, let's let them do this and not let them do that. I guess what we're saying to parents is that given this need for physical activity, the gains beyond health like resilience and self-reliance and confidence, they do better at school when they're active, weigh up your situation, walk or ride with the kids, use the footpaths, get yourself to school, and see if that can be part of the solution in your family.
Are schools pressing governments and councils to do more too? For instance, things like designated bike paths in the streets around the schools, would an idea like that help?
look, there's lots of things we can do around the schools. There's a thing called a wombat crossing that we're great advocates of. And
what's
that's
a wombat crossing?
It's a South Australian name. They started using them, and they're basically a speed hump with a zebra crossing over the top. You line that up with the footpath so that the driver sees the footpath extending across the road but can sort of drive over it. So they're really good for the entrance to the school and as you get close to the school. We could pull the 40k zones out a bit. You know, we could improve our footpaths. Not everyone's got a footpath leading up to the school. So there's a lot to be done, and a letter to the local government, to the state government, you know, send a letter to the Prime Minister and say, I want to get my kids active, but it's not working for me at the moment.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, you're focusing on cycling because you're the CEO of Bicycle Victoria, but schools could also be building in a lot more physical activity if we want to really address the growing obesity issue. But anyway, good luck with Ride to School Day, Harry. Sounds like a great idea.
Thank you very much, Frank. Good idea.
Thank you very much for joining us. Harry Barber, Bicycle Victoria's CEO. And if you haven't got ready for school yet and you're just about to get ready to pile up the car, forget it. Get out the bike or put on your sand shoes and get out there. It's 26 past 6.